Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Some childhood memories fade so completely that you eventually forget they ever happened. Others stay with you for reasons you can't explain. For her, it was a farmhouse. Not a real farmhouse, at least not as far as she knew. It existed only in a recurring dream she experienced throughout much of her childhood. The dream wasn't frightening. There were no monsters, no ghosts. In fact, very little happened at all. Yet it returned often enough that she could still describe every detail years later. The dream always began the same way. She would find herself standing at the end of a gravel driveway looking toward a white farmhouse. A large cottonwood tree stood near the front of the house. A porch wrapped around one side and a wooden swing hung near the front steps. Off in the distance sat a weathered red barn. That was it. She never walked toward the house. She never saw anyone. She simply stood there looking at it until she woke up. The simplicity of the dream made it strangely memorable. Most childhood dreams vanished by breakfast. This one lingered. The house remained so clear in her mind that she occasionally drew pictures of it while sitting in school. When teachers assigned art projects, she sometimes found herself sketching the farmhouse without consciously deciding to. Her parents noticed the drawings once or twice and assumed she was simply being creative, and after all, children imagine things all the time. The dream continued appearing throughout elementary school. Sometimes months passed without it. Then, without warning, it would return exactly as she remembered it. Nothing ever changed. The driveway looked the same. The tree looked the same. The house looked the same. Even as a child, she found that detail unusual. Most recurring dreams evolved over time. This one didn't. By the time she reached middle school, the dreams gradually became less frequent. High school arrived, followed by college, jobs, relationships, and all the distractions that come with adulthood. Eventually, the farmhouse disappeared entirely. Years passed without her thinking about it. If someone had asked about recurring dreams, she probably would have remembered it. Otherwise, it had become little more than an odd childhood memory. Then, when she was 32 years old, the farmhouse returned unexpectedly. A woman she worked with had recently become a close friend. After months of lunches, office conversations, and occasional weekend get-togethers, her friend invited her and her husband over for dinner one Saturday evening. She happily accepted. The invitation didn't seem unusual. She had heard stories about the property several times, but had never actually been there. The house sat outside town on several acres of land, and according to her friend, they had spent years renovating it. On the evening of the dinner, she typed the address into her phone and started the drive. The route carried her farther into the countryside than she expected. The paved roads gradually became narrower. Houses grew farther apart. Eventually, the GPS instructed her to turn onto a gravel road. She followed the directions without giving it much thought. About a mile later, the GPS announced another turn. She slowed the car, turned onto a gravel driveway, and immediately felt her stomach drop. For a moment, she actually wondered whether she had entered the wrong address. She eased off the accelerator and stared through the windshield. The house at the end of the driveway looked impossibly familiar. Not familiar in the way old farmhouses often do, not similar. Familiar. The cottonwood tree stood exactly where it should have been. The porch wrapped around the side of the house, a wooden swing hung near the front steps. Beyond the house, partially hidden by trees, sat a weathered red barn. A chill ran through her. The realization was so sudden and so complete that she nearly stopped the car in the middle of the driveway. Every detail matched the farmhouse from her childhood dreams. Not most of the details, all of them. The driveway, the tree, the porch, the swing, even the angle from which the house first became visible. For several seconds, she sat motionless behind the wheel, staring at the property. The dream came rushing back all at once. Years disappeared. She could suddenly remember drawing the house in notebooks. She remembered describing it to friends. She remembered waking up after the dream and feeling frustrated because she never got any closer to the front door. A car horn sounded behind her. She jumped. Another guest had turned into the driveway and was waiting for her to move. Still trying to process what she was seeing, she continued toward the house and parked. By the time she stepped out of the car, she had already started trying to explain it away. Rural farmhouses often looked alike. Childhood memories were unreliable. Dreams were even less reliable. The similarities probably felt larger than they actually were. That explanation lasted until she started walking toward the porch. The closer she got, the worse it became. The swing looked exactly right. The porch steps matched her memory. Even the view from the front yard felt familiar. A strange sense of recognition settled over her, as though she had returned to a place she hadn't visited in decades. The feeling made absolutely no sense. Her friend greeted her at the door before she could think about it any longer. The evening quickly filled with conversation, introductions, and dinner. For a while, she managed to push the farmhouse from her mind. Then dinner ended. The adults carried their drinks onto the porch while the sun slowly disappeared behind the fields. Without thinking, she sat down in the porch swing and found herself staring across the yard toward the gravel driveway. And that's when another memory surfaced. It wasn't a new detail. It was something she had forgotten. For years, she had remembered looking at the farmhouse in her dreams. She remembered the driveway, the tree, and the front porch. What she had forgotten was exactly where she had been standing. Now, sitting in the swing and looking across the property, she suddenly knew. The spot was still there. She could see it from the porch, and it was the exact place where her car was parked. For the rest of the evening, she tried convincing herself she was overreacting. People are surprisingly good at finding patterns when they want to. Memory is imperfect. Dreams are even less reliable. The farmhouse felt familiar because she had spent years imagining it. That was the explanation she kept returning to as the conversation drifted around the porch and the sun disappeared behind the fields. Even so, she couldn't stop looking around. Every few minutes, her eyes wandered toward the yard, the barn, or the driveway. The longer she sat there, the stronger the feeling became that she had somehow been there before. It wasn't a memory, exactly. It was more like an overwhelming sense of recognition that she couldn't explain. Eventually, her friend noticed and asked whether everything was okay. For a moment, she considered keeping the story to herself. The entire thing sounded ridiculous. Instead, she laughed awkwardly and admitted that the property looked exactly like a farmhouse she used to dream about as a child. To her surprise, her friend didn't laugh. In fact, she seemed genuinely interested. The question started immediately. How long had she dreamed about it? What did the house look like? Had she ever actually been there before? She answered as best she could, explaining the recurring dream and describing the farmhouse as she remembered it. When she finished, her friend sat quietly for several seconds. Then she said something unexpected. Apparently, she wasn't the first person who had claimed the property felt familiar. The comment caught her completely off guard. Her friend quickly clarified that nobody else had described recurring dreams or anything quite that specific. Still, over the years, several visitors had made odd remarks about the house. Some felt like they had been there before. Others claimed the property reminded them of a place they couldn't quite remember. One person had even insisted they recognized the view from the front porch despite never having visited. None of it sounded dramatic, just strange. The explanation seemed simple enough. Old farmhouses often shared similar features. People associated them with childhood memories, grandparents, movies, photographs, and countless other things. Once someone mentioned feeling familiar with the place, it became easy for others to notice similarities as well. That was the logical explanation. Yet it didn't entirely satisfy her. The drive home felt longer than usual. Most of the trip passed in silence as she replayed the evening in her mind. By the time she reached home, she had convinced herself the experience would eventually fade into an interesting story she occasionally told people. After all, she had spent years without thinking about the dream. There was no reason to become obsessed with it now. She lasted 3 days. By the middle of the following week, curiosity got the better of her. One evening, she pulled several old storage boxes from a closet and began sorting through childhood keepsakes. Most of what she found had nothing to do with the farmhouse. There were school projects, report cards, photographs, and notebooks she hadn't seen in years. Then she found a sketchbook. The discovery immediately got her attention. She sat on the floor, turning pages slowly, Most contained ordinary childhood drawings, pets, trees, family members, cartoon characters. Then, about halfway through the book, she found it. The farmhouse. The drawing wasn't particularly good. She had been 8 or 9 years old when she made it. The proportions were wrong. The barn looked crooked. The tree resembled a giant green cloud. Yet the details were unmistakable. The wraparound porch was there. The swing was there. The driveway was there. Even the barn occupied the same position. Relative to the house. She stared at the drawing for a long time before taking a photograph and sending it to her friend. Her friend wanted to know when the drawing had been made. When she explained it was from childhood, another message appeared almost immediately. The drawing wasn't perfect, but it was close enough that there was no mistaking what it depicted. Her friend even pointed out details she had never mentioned while describing the property. That should have been the end of it. Instead, it only deepened the mystery. Over the next several months, she visited the farmhouse several more times. Sometimes it was for dinner, sometimes for birthdays or holiday gatherings. Each visit left her feeling slightly more comfortable and slightly more confused. The familiarity never faded. If anything, it grew stronger. Eventually, she stopped focusing on the house itself and began paying attention to the property. Certain areas felt especially familiar. A section of fence behind the barn. A grove of trees near the edge of the field. A shallow drainage ditch running along one side of the property. The strange part was that none of those locations appeared in her recurring dream. Or at least she didn't think they had. As time passed, she found herself wondering whether she had overlooked something. The farmhouse dream had always been so vivid that she assumed she remembered every detail. Now she wasn't so sure. Childhood memories have a way of shifting over the years. Maybe there were pieces she had forgotten. The thought stayed with her. Then, nearly a year after her first visit to the property, something happened that changed the story completely. She was helping prepare for a family gathering when she volunteered to carry folding chairs from a storage shed behind the barn. It was her first time entering the building. The structure was old but well-maintained, filled with tools, equipment, and decades worth of accumulated odds and ends. As she stepped inside, a strange feeling washed over her. She stopped walking. For a moment, she simply stood there staring into the dim interior. The sensation wasn't tied to the farmhouse dream. That realization hit her almost immediately. What made the moment so unsettling was the sudden understanding that she had seen this place before too. Not as part of the recurring farmhouse dream, but in something else entirely. A different dream. One she hadn't thought about in years, and until that moment, one she had completely forgotten ever having. For several moments, she stood inside the shed without moving. The feeling was so sudden that it caught her completely off guard. The farmhouse had already been difficult enough to explain. She had spent nearly a year trying to convince herself that the recurring dream and the real house were nothing more than an extraordinary coincidence. Now she was standing in a building she had never entered before, experiencing the exact same sense of recognition. As she looked around the dim interior, fragments of memory began surfacing. Not clear memories, but pieces. A workbench along one wall, old tools hanging from wooden pegs, a dusty window overlooking the field behind the property. The images felt familiar because she had seen them before, or at least she thought she had. The strange part was that she couldn't remember the dream itself. She remembered having it. She remembered waking up from it. Yet the details remained frustratingly out of reach, like a word sitting on the tip of her tongue. Eventually, she collected the folding chairs and carried them back toward the house. For the rest of the afternoon, however, she found herself distracted. Every now and then, another small piece of the forgotten dream surfaced. None of it seemed important on its own, but together, the fragments formed an uncomfortable realization. The farmhouse had never been the only recurring dream. It was simply the one she remembered. That night, after returning home, she began searching through the same boxes she had already gone through months earlier. This time, she wasn't looking for drawings. She was looking for journals. Like many children, she had spent a period of her life writing things down. Most of the notebooks contained exactly what she expected. school notes, stories, and lists of favorite songs or television shows. Then, buried inside a worn spiral notebook, she found something interesting. Several pages described dreams. Most were ordinary and forgettable. One entry wasn't. The notebook had been written when she was around 11 years old. The handwriting was messy, but still readable. The entry described standing inside an old shed near a farmhouse. She had written about sunlight coming through a dusty window and a workbench covered with tools. More importantly, she had written something else. There was a door, not the shed door, but a smaller door near the back of the building. According to the journal, she spent the entire dream trying to reach it. The discovery sent a chill through her because, while standing inside the shed earlier that afternoon, she had noticed a small interior door near the back wall. At the time, she hadn't thought much about it. Now she couldn't stop thinking about it. A few days later, she called her friend and asked a question that felt increasingly ridiculous every time she tried to explain it. She wanted to know what was behind the small door inside the shed. Her friend seemed surprised before laughing and telling her the door led to a storage room. There was nothing exciting behind it, just old equipment, paint cans, and boxes left behind by previous owners. The answer should have been reassuring. Instead, it made her even more curious. The following weekend, she found herself back at the farmhouse. Eventually, she worked up the courage to tell her friend the entire story. Not just the recurring dream about the house, but the forgotten dream about the shed as well. She expected amusement or skepticism. Instead, her friend listened carefully before admitting something she had never mentioned before. When they purchased the property, the previous owner told them a strange story. Apparently, people had been commenting on the house for years. Visitors occasionally claimed the place felt familiar. A few said they thought they had seen it before. One elderly woman reportedly became emotional during a visit because she insisted she had dreamed about the property as a child. Nobody knew what to make of those stories, so they eventually became part of the property's unofficial folklore. The explanation was simple enough. Old houses have a way of reminding people of other places. At least, that was what everyone assumed. Still, the stories persisted. Over the next several years, she continued visiting the farmhouse regularly. The mystery never deepened into anything dramatic. She never saw apparitions. She never heard voices. Nothing supernatural happened. The property remained exactly what it appeared to be, a quiet farmhouse sitting on a piece of rural land. Yet the familiarity never disappeared. Every visit felt slightly different from arriving somewhere new. It felt more like returning. Eventually, she stopped searching for answers. The experience had moved beyond the point where evidence could solve it. Either the dreams meant something or they didn't. Either she had somehow seen the farmhouse before or her mind had created an astonishing coincidence. There was no way to know. Years later, she still occasionally thinks about the house. The sketchbook remains stored away in a closet. The journal still contains the description of the shed. Every so often, she takes them out and read through them again, hoping to notice some detail she missed the first time. So far, she never has. What stays with her most isn't the dream itself. It's the moment she turned onto that gravel driveway and saw the farmhouse waiting at the end of it. The certainty she felt in that instant remains impossible to explain. Not recognition in the ordinary sense, but the overwhelming feeling that she was looking at a place she had somehow known her entire life. Maybe there is a logical explanation. Maybe there isn't. What she knows is that long before a friend invited her over for dinner, long before she knew the property existed, and long before she ever drove down that gravel driveway, she had already spent years visiting that farmhouse in her dreams. And after all this time, she still has no idea why.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something, but I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.